Do you believe that these humans, these intelligent humans from hundreds of millions of years ago, were part of the planet, we originated here, or were visitors here? Or did they genetically alter us like we hear in so many different versions?
Well, I think all these things are possible. It's not that it's either one or the other, which is something that I mentioned. Sometimes, if we look at these ancient Sanskrit writings, we find accounts of Earth humans, terrestrial humans, that have, for example, a terrestrial mother and a celestial father, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not that we're just here ourselves. We may be reproductively interacting with other human-like intelligent beings from elsewhere in the universe or from even higher levels of the universe. So I think there's a lot going on. People tend to want a very simple picture of human history on this planet. Either they want some very simple creation account where, God just out of nothing creates a couple of human beings and then everything goes on like that just on this planet. Or they want some very simple evolution account where the chemicals kind of combine together and you get fish and then mammals and reptiles and human beings finally or whatever. And then some people want very simple extraterrestrial accounts where the ETs come and
alter us and fix us. Yeah.
But I think the real story is much more complicated than that, because I think you've got all these things going on. I think there is some overall guiding intelligence in the cosmos that's involved in our presence here. I think there is a kind of evolution that's gone on, but it's not the type that Darwin talked about, because I do believe there is reproduction with modification going on, which Darwin talked about. But he thought it started with the more simple things, with the tiny one-celled creatures, whereas from these ancient wisdom sources, we get the idea that it was the most sophisticated and intelligent beings who existed first, gods and goddesses existing at higher levels of the cosmos, and by their reproductive activities, they produced the simpler things. So it's like evolution turned upside down. Which is what we learn from practically all the ancient wisdom sources and from many of the modern accounts of reports from aliens and things like that, that there is a reproductive process that's gone on, and it's something that happens not just on Earth, but we're connected with all types of other intelligent human-like beings that exist throughout the cosmos. The ancient Sanskrit writings speak of 400,000 human-like species that exist at different levels of the cosmos. And as I was mentioning a few minutes ago, sometimes there are reproductive activities going on where you have terrestrials reacting with the beings from higher levels, the celestial realms, and producing offspring. So I think there's a whole lot going on. It's a very complex web of activities that involves something of evolution, something of creation, something of ET.
In your opinion, how sophisticated might we have been hundreds of millions of years ago?
I think things go in cycles, where you have civilizations coming and going over vast periods of time, sometimes rising, sometimes falling. Sometimes there are huge catastrophes that occur. And I found this very interesting. For example, modern paleontology tells us that since the beginning of the history of life on Earth, there have been six major extinction events, the last one being the event that resulted in the extinction of the dinosaurs.
63 million years ago.
Yeah, somewhere. And then a couple hundred million years before that, there was another one. And a couple hundred million years before that, there was another one. And after each of these extinction events, they say the Earth has had to have been repopulated.
It's almost like the planet cleanses itself in a strange way.
Yeah, I think that happens. So what I found very interesting is that in the ancient Sanskrit writings, which speak of time going in cycles, they have a similar idea. They say that the current creation cycle, the cosmic creation cycle, started about 2 billion years ago, which would be the time that scientists say that life began on Earth, which I think is interesting. And then since that time, in this larger cycle, there are sub-cycles called Manvantara periods. And according to the ancient Sanskrit writings, we've gone through, we're in the seventh one now, which means we've gone through six of them. And the ancient Sanskrit writings say that at the end of each of these sub-cycles, there's a devastation after which the Earth has to be repopulated. So I think that's an interesting coincidence between what modern paleontology tells us and what these ancient Sanskrit
right.
writings say, that life began on Earth about 2 billion years ago, maybe a little bit longer, and that there have been six major devastations after which the Earth has been repopulated. Now, the difference is the ancient Sanskrit writings say human beings were present in each of the cycles, whereas, according to modern science, they say human beings came into existence only after the last devastation, you know, the one that killed the dinosaurs. So that would be a difference. So I think what happens is that time goes in cycles. And in these cycles, human civilizations develop to a certain stage, and then come these catastrophes. And this is something, this idea of cyclical time is something that the Greeks and Romans had. They had the idea of a cycle of ages where you start out with a stone age and you go to an iron age and then a silver age and then a gold age and then the cycle starts over and over
again.
And again, this is something that we find in the ancient Sanskrit writings, the idea that there are cycles within cycles within cycles of time. And in the course of these cycles, human civilizations go through different stages. They're called yuga cycles. The smaller cycles, they're called yugas. There's a golden age followed by another age, and another age, four of them, just like we have four seasons, like spring, mm-hmm. summer, fall, winter. So according to the ancient Sanskrit writings, in the first stage in this cycle, it's an age where everyone is living in harmony with nature. There are no cities or anything like that. People are just living very close to nature. They're very spiritual. The next age, you get villages and cities and political systems coming into being and conflicts starting to arise in human society. And you could say things, the spirituality decreases by 25%. Then you go to the third age, and you get huge wars and conflicts and things like that. And then finally you come to the age we're in now, the Kali Yuga, where it just gets very intense. It's called the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And there are predictions about that were written thousands of years ago telling what would happen in this age, that people would be taxed excessively, they would be running away from the cities, going to the mountains, there'd be a lot of conflict, you'd only get justice if you had money. Really interesting prophecies that are being fulfilled today.